This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Madeline Brand. When the Oscars are awarded Sunday night, some will be won by future film legends, while other statuettes will mark the career high point for tomorrow's forgotten stars. In the second of a two-part series, reporter Joe Bevilacqua plumbs the tape archives of Ray Campy, a California schoolteacher and self-styled Hollywood historian. Today, we hear tales of early Oscar winners and wannabes.
For more than 20 years, grammar school English teacher Ray Campy has been recording oral histories of some of Hollywood's greatest legends, including such Academy Award winners as Henry Fonda, Hal Roach, and Helen Hayes.
Well, Helen Hayes was like the most unassuming lady you could ever meet. I mean, she had no ego. She was just a mother and a grandmother who was still in demand, you know.
This unassuming woman was the mother of actor James MacArthur, who starred on TV's Hawaii Five-0. And the only actress to win two Academy Awards 32 years apart, Best Actress for Madeline in 1938, and Best Supporting Actress for Airport in 1970. A year later, Hayes talked with Campy about some of the rough-and-tumble techniques of early filmmaking, before you needed a permit to film on the street.
When you needed a location of a great mansion, we'd just drive up, and he'd set up the camera fast, and then we'd go up and pretend to be coming out of the front door or whatever. And then when somebody would come, a butler or someone, and open the door, we'd run like the devil and get back in the touring cars and go on our way.
Well, there's a common theme running through most of his interviews, says Campy.
Some of these people did not take their careers very seriously, and they really don't think they did anything important, you know. Although most of them enjoyed working and being in pictures and, you know, making friends with other stars and the camaraderie of it, you know.
In this interview, three-time nominee William Holden, who won Best Actor for Stalag 17 in 1953, talks about how some of his fellow actors started their day on the set.
Big Boy Williams, John Wayne, Broad Crawford, Lon Chaney Jr., and their idea of a good way to start the day was to have a fight and knock each other down, but really knock each other down.
One thought I got from William Holden was that he wasn't particularly interested in being an actor, and he didn't think he was a star. I mean, he knew he was, and he had an agent that kept telling him, go to work and make some money and keep us going here.
Holden was happy just to go home in one piece from a day's shoot, much less win an Oscar. Campy found that frequently even the most successful performers were surprised to be nominated. For example, the Three Stooges never won an Academy Award, but they were nominated in 1934 for Best Short Subject for their second film, Men in Black. In 1974, head stooge Mo Howard explained to Campy why he didn't expect to win.
We didn't expect anything because they had us, in those days, they had us bucked against all of Disney's color things, La Cucaracha, and all those colored cartoons. Mm-hmm. See, now it's separated. Black and white comedies,
yeah.
Color comedies, color cartoons, they have them all separated. Mm-hmm. But us, we didn't stand a chance. We spent $13,000 on a picture of ours then, and La Cucaracha cost $60,000 then. Yeah. So, you know, where are you going to go?
It was good for a lot of these people to be seen. I have been turned down by several people who were, you know, but the people that turned you down were usually ones that were very active, you know, still doing things, you know, and busy and, you know, involved. But I remember I did Jackie Albertson and Jackie Coogan the same day at a golf tournament. Both of them were just great. And Jackie Albertson was busy, right, you know, through his whole career.
Campy asked Jack Albertson, who starred in TV's Chico and the Man, if his life had changed after winning Best Supporting Actor for The Subject Was Roses in 1968.
I've never forgotten the time Johnny Carson asked me after the award if the award that had done anything for me. And I said, yes, it gets me invited to a lot of golf tournaments.
But it was Burl Ives, 1958's Best Supporting Actor for The Big Country, who had the most philosophical opinion about winning the Oscar.
The very minute a human being is born into this world, it is by chance that it is you or I or any other individual. So the minute one is born, he is already a success. He has won the biggest jackpot that he'll ever win in his life.
For Day to Day, I'm Joe Bevilacqua.
And for more of NPR's Oscar coverage, go to our website at npr.org.